Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House this morning. I know normally I do this particular show on Saturdays, but you know, family stuff kind of came up. I needed to handle that, so I postponed it till this morning. I hope that was okay with you. Welcome. Come in. Sit down. I've got some coffee going. For me, I'm drinking it with vanilla creamer. I want you to know that if you missed out on the days of the actual Flavor Coffee House, I'm a very, very, very good barista. And you never know. People have been putting it in my ear, Flavor, you got to open her up again. You got to open her up. You just never know. That could happen one day, right? But again, welcome to Flavor Coffee House. This is where we support underground, independent, unknown artists. Not only musical talents, but of all art forms are welcome to come and just hang out with us, you know, share a little bit about yourselves and, you know, what you got going on, if you got projects, you know, taking place, if you got product to sell. This is the place to come and let us know about it. So, with that said, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. If you have something you want to just say, feel free to call in and chop it up with me for a little while. Otherwise, I'm going to jump in and play some music for you this morning on this beautiful, crisp but sunny morning in Seattle, Washington. So I'm going to start out today's show with a piece by a young lady who is working with a dear, dear friend of mine down there in Phoenix, Arizona, Paris too, with Mother's Favorite Child. This is Nick West. She's got some amazing projects taking place right now. I hope to be able to share with you. This is No Choices by Nick West, Paris Tune, and Mother's Favorite Child.
Oh.
right. Again, that was Nick West with No Choice. And she's got some big, big projects on the horizon, working with Mother's Favorite Child and Paris Tune, an amazing producer down in Phoenix, Arizona. Flavor News is in the works doing some projects with them also. So stay tuned for that. I'm really, really excited about that particular opportunity. So what you got going on today? It's beautiful here in Seattle, Washington. Just, you know, we value it when the sun comes out, you know, and there's no place more beautiful than Seattle when it's sunny, the skies are blue, we've got trees, we've got green grass. That's because we have so much rain, huh? We are surrounded by water. We are surrounded by mountains. I have to tell you, I know a lot of people can't handle the rain, but trust and believe on a day like this, a morning like this, you just want to go out and just breathe in that fresh air and just say, you know, God is good. This is amazing. So again, welcome to Flavor Coffee House. This is where you can come and just kick back, relax. You can listen to me talk. You can call in and talk to me. You know, or you can just sit back and listen to some good music that I'm going to bring your way. I'm going to jump into a track. I love this particular artist. He's got an amazing CD out that's called The Love Sessions. This is Morris Allen, and I'm going to play, let's see, Ready for Love by Morris Allen.
I'm ready for love.
All right, Ready for Love by Morris Allen. He's also out of Phoenix, Arizona, and also sometimes he works with Paris Tune and Mother's Favorite Child. I didn't even realize I did that, huh? Well, anyway, welcome to you guests. You know, come on in and sit down. I see my sissy, Lady Marmalade from Germany is greeting everybody at the door. Thank you so very much. I want to say hello to the people hanging out with me on the switchboard. If you're wanting to chime in and not let me talk to myself through this whole show, but just hit that one button and I'll bring you in. It's about, you know, supporting underground independent artists, all art forms. You know, we want to hear from you. This is your platform. If this is your house, to come and chill and share, you know, who you are and what you've got going on. You know, what direction do I want to go? There is a young lady out of Jacksonville, Florida, that is, I call her my sister friend now because we're that close. But she's an artist that I work very, very closely with. And I had the privilege, actually last year, last March, in bringing her up here to the Pacific Northwest to do a three-day tour. And she's an amazing, amazing talent. But the other thing is she is a great songwriter. And she has a gentleman that actually sings backup for her most of the time, who's stepping out and doing some things on his own. She's, you know, helping him with that project, too. He goes by the name of Halon Keith, and I'm going to play a piece that's called Love by Halon Keith, featuring Monica Monet, co-written by Monica Monet.
You're listening to Jupiter. Top R&B and hip hop, and we got a new one from Earth. Y'all know him, y'all. Halon Keith, featuring the Monica Monet. Check it out.
Just you and me under this tree. I'm reading your mind. I can clearly see the love you had for me. Brought me to my destiny. Need nothing more. Such tranquility.
Nothing but love. nothing but love.
Wow, y'all. Hey, on Keith did it again. Straight from Earth. New right here on Jupiter. Number one R&B and hip hop soul.
All right, that was Love by Halon Keith featuring Miss Monica Monet. What'd you think of that? I thought it was pretty hot. I cannot wait for his project to be complete. Maybe by late spring it will come out and I'll be able to feature it here at Flavor News Radio. There is an exciting spoken word artist. I am just like dying to play something by him. He has called into my show in the past and spit some pieces live for me. He's actually the inspiration for the piece that I wrote called Flavor's Coffee. And he's got a project coming out. I've got some of the tracks and I'm like, oh, I know I don't have permission to play, but I just so want you to hear it. Check out Orestes Petty. If you don't know, I've just posted up a picture of him on my Facebook wall. So check him out. He's got the project's going to come out probably late spring also, and I get to do an album release for him on Flavor News Radio, so I'm really excited about that. It's amazing, amazing stuff. Spoken word is kind of, you know, it's my baby. I know you probably don't really realize that, but I used to do an open mic at my coffee shop, my physical building here in Seattle, Washington. And 2008, I hosted a literary conference where authors and actually some spoken word artists came from around the United States to Seattle. It was a weekend event. It was great. But a dear friend of mine came all the way from North Carolina, and he performed on my stage. So I thought, you know what, let me play a piece by him. This is my dear friend, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, and this piece is called My Lady.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Seriously, real minute. Am I to understand that you wonder what I see in you and why I care to the point of exhaling as you finish taking in that breath? Well, in my left eye, I see the glow that emanates from you in the midst of you smiling. Your mesmerizing hips sway as you put one foot in front of the other. The curvaceousness of your physical being as you stand before me, honoring me with the grace of your physical presence. In my right eye, I see the strength you display daily that comes from the core of your spirit. The standards of non-compromising that you exhibit, no matter how tough things may be for you at the moment. The passion you have for life, the compassion and respect you have for people, no matter their physical appearance or social status. When the sight from both of my eyes combine, I see one clear vision that is balanced to perfection. You dwell in the center of my heart, the place where my life is erupted. To answer your question in the simplest way, when I look at you, I see the woman I call my lady.
That was My Lady by my dear friend, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been blessed. You know, the other day I was thinking about this, how there are so many talents that I've been connected with, you know, here in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, Tacoma, Washington, where I am, to across the United States and around the globe. And, you know, some of the people that are not even here in my region, I've been able to meet face to face. And it's such a blessing, you know, when I brought Monica Monet out here to Seattle for her mini tour, you know, Quiet Storm, meeting him in person, and so many others. You know, I am very, very blessed. And I don't take what I do for granted, you know. The other thing that I want you to know, this isn't a game for me. This isn't a pastime. I do this on a serious level. You know, I love it. It's my passion just for, like, for you, the artist. You know, I live this, being Lady Flava. And sometimes even my kids will say to me, Mom, can you just, like, turn it off? Can you just be Susan? Can you just be Mom? Can you just be, you know, Grandma, whatever, you know? And I think all of it is a part of who I am. And Kimora's running around. She just had her happy birthday, huh? Did you have your happy birthday? Yeah, she just turned 5 years old, my big girl. We're getting ready to have a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party this afternoon, so she's very, very excited. But, you know, I love art. And I think when I built Flava Coffee House back in 2003, that's when I really, really understood. And God revealed to me, in a sense, how much I really appreciate artists. Because I can't imagine a day going by and not experience some kind of art in some way, shape, or form. So, you know, that's why I do what I do. It wasn't something I stepped out and said, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to be, this is what I want to be known by. I can't say that at all. You know, it kind of fell into my lap, but it fell into my lap so easily that it excites me, you know. And when I wake up on a morning like this where the sun is out in Seattle and had a great weekend, you know, experience some art forms with my family. This weekend I dedicated to my family. Let me tell you, it is really wonderful to have had that opportunity to resign from my work. It was very, very empowering. It's like God set that up to happen too. I think he knew I needed to be Lady Flava full time. But so this weekend I was Lady Flava. I was, you know, well, my nephew calls me Mama Flava. You know, I was, you know, friend, sister, you know, and all of that, all kind of wrapped up in one. My nephew, Kiave, who is J.C. Cage's actual nephew, his sister's son. He won a slot on the team for Youth Speaks, representing Seattle. He's going to be going to the international competition in Chicago. We are so very proud. Let me tell you, this hall where they had, it was called Town Hall. I'd never been there before, and it's a beautiful old structure. Hosted this event. It was packed with kids. It was packed with kids. And one of the things that I found interesting, and it's a conversation I'm going to be having, you know, sidebar conversation. This place was packed, mostly kids. The tickets in advance were $10 for the kids. No, excuse me, $5 for the kids and $10 for adults. At the door, the tickets were $10 for kids and $18 for adults. That place was packed. And sometimes it discourages me when I see events, showcases, you know, adult events that are not packed. And maybe they're charging $5, $10, maybe $15 at the most, and people don't come out. And I'm like, where do the kids get the money from? Why is this packed? And I don't know if it's just kids support kids. I don't know if Youth Speaks is just, you know, out there so much that, you know, it's the kids' safe haven to come and express themselves. But that's something to really think about. You know, how is it that the kids are coming out and packing a venue? I would say, in my opinion, there was about 700 people in this building. And it was great. It was great. The energy was wonderful. Jace was there with his two daughters. I was there with my daughter and my granddaughter and cousin, and we cheered him on as long as with his school. And yes, he won a slot, so that was so exciting Saturday night. Last night, my group, my family, Black Stacks, went in a totally different direction. Black from Black Stacks is actually a chef, and he was guest chef at Lucid Jazz Lounge last night. cooking up some great dishes. So that was wonderful to come out, you know, with family and friends and, you know, support him on that side of his creativeness. So I'm really, really grateful. I'm really grateful, you know, to be able to participate as a family member, to participate as a cheerleader. Jace always teases me, there's so many hip-hop artists in my family. And he's like, Flav, you are meant to support hip-hop. With that said, maybe I need to scroll down and find some hip-hop to play for you this morning. What would be a good piece that's not going to be, like, too radical to play? I decided this morning as I came on the show that I really need to arrange my tracks better or something, because I've got so many tracks that sometimes it's hard to scroll past them and figure out, you know, who I want to play or who I want to play, and it's hard to find their tracks. This young lady, she originally is from Seattle, Washington. She's now down in California. I think she made some moves down there because she, you know, felt that there would be more opportunities. And I definitely think that she's run into more opportunities down there. I love this piece. It's very empowering. And I love it because it's got an amazing video that goes along with it. So please Google, look up BK. And this particular piece is called Hardest Part, and it's featuring Nappy Roots.
Yeah, Nappy. Went platinum with this rap a few years ago. Went some places in this world we don't usually go. I learned some valuable lessons we don't usually know. I seen some ups and downs, but life's beautiful. I learned nothing that's promised before you leave for faith. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people wanna see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind, cause they running the place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love, cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and savor the taste. See, when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick in the snare, and I promise.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing. And it's still the hardest part.
Top of the heap, but will I fall down? Touching these peaks is all I know now. Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't there, then how the heart gon' make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after this vision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get to feel. If you believe in, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and wait, cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate. I'm coming.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Don't stop, 24-7, the hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the caddy drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection, this verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness, without the first 48. People come and go throughout your life, but it's all what you make of the situation. Each is different time and place. Rhyme and reason like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends is best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right
believe that I'll be right here. I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part. I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
My baby girl BK with her track Hardest Part featuring Nappy Roots. All the way down there in California now. I never met her when she was here. It makes me sad sometimes when there are artists I get connected with that are from the Pacific Northwest and I never met them while I was here, while they were here. And it's all right. It's all right. She's down in California. That's just right below us. I am going to meet her one day. We got ties to the two different states between both of us. And so one day I am going to meet her and be able to give her a big mama hug. So, last weekend, one of my favorite singers, soulful spoken word artists, hung out with me on my show. I really, really enjoyed her. And she's just so thoughtful. And so thought-provoking. And she speaks her mind. I appreciate that about her. And so I'm going to play a piece by Neo Soulja. This is called Days Do You Remember?
Front porch swings and the evening shade. Sipping on grape-flavored Kool-Aid while Marvin Gaye sings in the background. Let's get it on. Hopscotch, Jacks, red light, green light. Mother May I, back in the days of soft ways and easy understanding. When I was a little girl, Mama taught me to serve the lawn. Daddy said, Nina Belle, don't be nobody's fool. Thought I was grown on $5 a week and staying up all night made me groan. When going all the way meant marry the man before the child. Never knew the pain of true love. My biggest fear, the redhead girl would never come to marry Charlie Brown. No. A kiss and a red light raised my age, and a sip of wine to hit the good time. The basement prior made me laugh while the Jacksons said,
we get it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams because cash rules everything around me. Cream is the money. Microphone checker. Cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella? Yo, chilling with the rest of your crew because when they reminisce over you,
freedom of walking the street, sleep at night, doors open wide. But being a pimp was not the end thing to do. When a gang was seven riding in a four-seater, a switch on your back, respect your fellow man. Back then it was cool for a village to raise your child. Backyard wedding receptions, barbecue feasts, block parties, dancing in the streets. But Grandmaster Flash and Sugar Hill Gang were anomalies. Afros, dashikis, and white collar shirts, big hoops and mini skirts. When dancing down the Soul Train line is where I wanna be. Today we look the same, but everything has changed along for the days when we were free. Free in our hearts to love and free to serve the God above. Take me back to the days and ways we used to
do
be.
We did it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams because cash moves everything.
everything around me. Cream is the money. Microphone, microphone checker. Cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella? Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew. Click off when they reminisce over you.
My God.
I got the bell bottom, the illo fro. Butterfly collar, coolie high camp flow. Champagne supernova, leather interior. Donnie Hathaway booming as I recline. Turn a couple corners, bites like piranha. Summer, summertime, hot like a sauna. Dice against the wall, Chuck Taylor's on my feet. It's like we all family living on the same street. Food stamp, free cheese, we pick our own switches. The first time I heard of Temp ELD. Right on your dig, got a gig, my nigga. Running numbers cold-blooded, just did a bid. My big screen TV was a floor model. On the corner, brown bag with the 40 bottle. Black fist pumping, re-riot for the end. Shoot, might as well go ahead and steal something. We did it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money. Microphone, microphone checker. Cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella? Yo, chilling with the rest of your crew. Click on when they reminisce over you. My God.
Of old school, taking me back to days of soft ways and easy understanding, like when dancing was done in a basement under a red light, how the after hours joint would bang when the club would shut down, sweat pouring off our backs as we would freak through the bump in the monorail. Days of old school.
Days Do You Remember by my girl Neil Soldier down there in Houston, Texas. Shout out to my girl. Thank you so much for your love and support of who I am and what I do. So, again, last night I was telling you about how Black, Silas Black from Black Stacks, is a chef, and he was a guest chef at Lucid Jazz Lounge. Well, my baby boy, I adopt people all the time. I adopt. Sometimes you might not know if they're really my children, or if I really adopted them, or if I just adopted them, you know, since being Lady Flavor. I'll keep you guessing, okay? So this is my baby boy. He showed up last night, and this particular track also features another artist that showed up. I'm going to play Given Up by my baby boy, Delton Sun. It features an artist by the name of Corvus Blackburn, who showed up last night, and R. Curtis.
You're giving up, and you're so confused, you're discouraged, don't know what to do, and you're mad, and trouble it seems so long. I've seen it all, so you're walking out. Cause you're so confused, and it's hurting, and the skies are blue. You're in love, and trouble it seems so long. I've seen it all. What was that? Who the hell are you?
Oh,
an angel?
Oh,
well, tell me what to do.
Oh,
go away.
Oh,
and who are you trying to fool?
Oh,
an angel?
Oh,
tell me what to do.
Pray,
I don't know how.
Pray.
sun, the moon, the stars. Innovate, celebrate your motion through time and space. Make each step with grace. Taste that flavor, let it savor.
You don't understand what I've been through. You don't understand the things I do. You don't understand cause you're not free. You don't understand my pedigree. You don't understand the things I say. Make it happen anyway. You don't understand the feeling when they pop you. Running full speed from the Dalton helicopter. What was that? Man, who the hell are you? An angel? Well, I must be one too. Go away. Man, who the hell are you? An angel? Wanna tell me what to do?
Son with Given Up featuring R. Curtis and Corvus Blackburn. Corvus is the one with a really deep voice. And you should see how tall he is. I think I come like below his armpit. I'm 5'1". I don't know how tall he is, but he's like huge. But like this big teddy bear. Like he gives the best hugs. So shout out to Corvus and Delton, and thank you so much for coming out last night and supporting Black. Well, he cooked us some yummy, yummy dishes. So how are you this morning? Welcome to the new people that have just tuned in to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. Okay, people, the ones hanging out on the phone, anybody want to raise their hand and talk to me? Hit that one button. Otherwise, thank you so much for being here. Shout out again to my sissy Lady Marmalade out there in Germany. I know she's cooking dinner. And preparing for her show. She's got a show that's going to be going live in about 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I don't know what the time difference is, you know, in the other places. I think it's 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So if you are not doing anything or you're just hanging out doing some chores and activities around the house and want to listen to some good music, you want to turn into Marmalade for Soul on Regina Records Radio. So please check out my sissy, and I appreciate and love you, and appreciate you being here and showing your support to Flava News Radio. Sissy, okay? I'm going to scroll down my list here, continue to figure out. I don't do playlists. I don't know. I just kind of like winging it. I kind of like going with the flow and, you know, how I feel in the moment. So I'm going to go with a piece that's called Let It Flow. And this is written and produced and performed by a dear, dear friend of mine who passed. And the blessing is, I always say, Patrick gave me his music so I could keep it always, always being heard here on Flava News Radio. So this is Let It Flow by Patrick Domino. Thank you. All right, that was Patrick Domino with his piece, Let It Flow. Well, thank you, my friend, for watching over me as I do these shows. I kind of miss you sending me messages, but I feel you here with me. So, you know, I support all art forms. I don't care if you are a chef. I don't care if you are a painter. I don't care if you are a writer, a poet, a clothing designer. I support the arts. I support creativity. Am I a creative person? I guess, you know, over 20 years of my life, I did flowers, you know, so I guess you could say I'm a creative soul, but I just love the arts. And so one of the members that is a part of the Flava News movement, she is an amazing storyteller. I have two storytellers that are a part of the movement, and I'm hoping to get some pieces from Joanne Ballard, the storyteller. But this is Denise Valentine, and this piece is called One-Eyed Turtle.
A story, one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log, an ancient Buddhist parable adapted and performed by Denise Valentine. Once there was a young boy who set out on a journey in search of his happiness. He searched far and wide. He searched the cities, the towns, and the countryside. He searched from the top of the earth to the bottom of the earth. He asked everyone he met along the way, "Excuse me, sir, can you tell me where to find my happiness?"
"Well, son, I don't rightly know what happiness is, so how can I tell you where to find it?"
A little further down the road,
"Miss? Oh, miss, can you tell me where to find my happiness?"
"Oh, child, I can't find my own happiness, so how can I tell you where to find yours?"
He was getting a little discouraged, but he continued on his journey. Time passed. The little boy became a young man. One day, he came upon an old, old man sitting under a bodhi tree. He thought, "That old man looks wise. Surely he can tell me where to find my happiness." "Oh, wise one, I am searching for my happiness. I have looked everywhere. I've searched far and wide. I searched the cities, the towns, and the countryside. I've searched from the top of the earth to the bottom of the earth. And I've asked everyone I met along the way, and still I cannot find it." The wise one said to the young man, "Go and find a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log and return to me. Then you shall know the secret to happiness." Oh, the young man was so excited. All he had to do was find a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log. 80,000 yojona, down on the bottom of the ocean floor, lives a one-eyed turtle. This turtle has neither limbs nor flippers. His belly is as hot as 8 hot hells, while the shell on his back is as cold as snow mountain. What this turtle yearns for day and night, the desire he utters morning and evening, is to cool his belly and to warm the
shell on his back. But only the wood of the sandalwood tree has the power to cool his belly. So the little turtle longs with all his might to climb onto a sandalwood log and place his belly in the hollow in order to cool it, while exposing his shell to the sun in order to warm it. But by the laws of nature, the little turtle rises to the surface of the ocean only once every 1,000 years. And even when he does so, the ocean is vast. The turtle is small, and floating logs are few. If he should happen to find a floating log, it is seldom made of sandalwood. And even if he should happen to find a floating log, and it is made of sandalwood, it rarely has a hollow in it the size of his belly. If the hollow was too large, he will fall in, and there will be no one to pull him out. If the hollow is too small, he cannot place his belly in it. The waves will wash him away, and he will sink back down to the bottom of the ocean floor to wait another 1,000 years. Even if, against all odds, he should happen to find a floating log, and it is made of sandalwood, and it has a hollow in it the size of his belly, he has only one eye. His vision is distorted. If the log is floating eastward, he perceives it as floating westward. If the log is floating north, he sees it as floating south. The harder the little turtle tries to climb onto the log, the further away from it he goes. Thus he always moves away from the log and can never approach it. So the young man returned to the wise old man without the turtle floating on the sandalwood log.
Old man, you tricked me. I couldn't find a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log.
Then, young man, you have found the secret to happiness. We could not see our own eyebrows, which are so close, nor the heavens in the distance. Likewise, we do not see that happiness exists in our own heart. Searching for your happiness outside your own life is as elusive as finding a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log.
All right, that was One Eye Turtle by Denise Valentine, an amazing, amazing storyteller. And I'm really blessed to have a variety of creative souls that are a part of the Flavin' the News movement. I think that all art forms is a form of storytelling. You know, whether you're looking at a piece of, a visual piece of art, you know, hearing a song, spoken word, reading a book, looking at some clothing and how to put it together, or, you know, tasting some great, great, dishes like what Black fixed last night. You know, it's all a part of art. It's all about, you know, bringing us into an experience, don't you think? I know I can just go off, you know, in a direction, but that's what I think art is. And I think once you can connect with your audience, your potential fans and consumers, you know, that's when art really, really breathes life, you know, when the masses get it. Even if it's not the same concept of as what you created it, because art is about our experience. And so when it has a meaning for us, that's when it's really, really breathes life. I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm just excited about the different talents that come my way. There is a young man. One day I'm going to meet him, and I'm going to meet him soon. And I can't believe I haven't met him yet. This is when it is like, it kind of trips me out being in a city full of creative souls that I've never met. But now that I'm off on weekends, I will have more opportunities to get out and about and amongst some of these amazing talents. This young man's name is Intellect. He's an amazing producer. And so this is actually one of his tracks. It's Beats. He sends me beats, and I really, really love the uniqueness of his sound. So this is called A Life in a Day, again by Intellect. That was just a little taste of Intellect. It's called A Life in the Day. Amazing talents that come my way. I know it might be a little bizarre when you hear my show sometimes because I want to mix it up. I want to give everybody an opportunity. That's why I do especially the Coffee House shows and Flavor Coffee House online radio style, because it's not just about one particular genre and it's not about one particular art form. So any of you that are out there listening and want to call in and chop it up with me, we've got, just a little bit under an hour left of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I would love to hear what you got going on and what you think. Or, you can tell me what you think about what's going on the show. Anybody that's on the switchboard and you want to chime in, just hit that one button. I will bring you in, okay? For those of you that follow me, you know that I also work with an artist. He's a very, very busy artist, and so I don't get to talk to him so much these days because he is out and about on tour. The sad thing is, I guess, maybe not so, is he is touring around the world singing and performing not his own music. And I think about this all the time. What do we do to try to supplement our income so that we can be creative souls? This gentleman does it as a living every single day of his life, But he is working, he creates his own music. So he's out on tour. He'll be out another 30 days as a part of a group that's called Tribute, and it's Tribute to the Temptations. So he is, one of those people out there singing the Temptations music all over the world. Amazing group. I've not been able to experience in person. One day I hope to do that. But of course I've seen the videos and all of that. He's got that old school sound. I know he doesn't necessarily like that, but I tell him all the time that there is an audience out there that craves that type of music. There is an age group that music is not created for. And so there are so many people that continue to go back, you know, and play the old music. Why is it the music from when I was a child and a teenager? You can remember every single word, you know, to those tracks. And I think about the artists that are creating now. Who's going to be able to take it to that level, that 10 years, 20, 30 years from now? You're going to be able to... cool, baby girl. Oh, that's so exciting. Okay. Oh, that's so exciting. You're so excited about your birthday party, huh? Okay. So anyway, Kimora came down to show me one of her presents, and she's so very excited. So anyway, excuse me for that. But, you know, this gentleman, he has that old school feel, and his music genuinely makes me smile. It's not because I call him Boss Man and that I work really, really closely with him. And I don't only work just on the music end. I work, you know, I've learned a lot about the business from him because he's been in this industry a very long time. And he has taught me a lot, and I'm very appreciative of that. So I'm going to play a piece by my business partner, and I hope it makes you smile too. This is called Call on Me by Mark Van Claggett. Thank you. All right, that was Call on Me by Mark Van Claggett. Again, he's somebody that I work really, really closely with. He's my business partner, so we're working on things outside of the music. But he's an amazing man. He really is. You know, sometimes when you think about music that's being created, and this is something that I'm learning and have paid attention to a little bit more closely in this past year. Music or art that's been created doesn't match up with the personality. And I have to say, when it comes to Mark Van Claggett, it really does. He's a very, very kind man and very supportive. And I'm very appreciative that he and I have had the opportunity to connect because he's a part of my family, just like Black Sax and Monica Monet, you know. And he was on break. Where was he yesterday? He was in Louisiana before they headed back out. And so he got to, you know, talk to Kimora. She calls him Mr. Mark, and he got to wish her a happy birthday and all of that. So that's good stuff, good stuff. I want to play a piece by an artist that people know out there a little bit more than a lot of the indie artists. And I'm really happy to have a group called New Soul Collective that are part of the Flava News movement. And I'm going to play a piece by one of the artists they work with, which is Anthony David. And I'm going to play, let's see, I'm going to play Sweet Pain again by Anthony David off of his Love Out Loud CD.
Just let it out. Oh, just a little time, a taste of wine, just a few. Still on my mind. Let me know. Oh,
All right, that was Anthony David with Sweet Pain. Now I'm going to take you in a different direction. This young man is out of Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to do a project with him this coming year. I'm really excited about it. I love the diversity of his style. His name is Royce Lovett, and this is called Perfume. Jacksonville, Florida, with his track Perfume. Now, I don't know if you pay attention to those singing shows. I do, and I do because I like to see what the talents are that are trying out for these shows. I like to hear what the judges have to say. I like to see what the audience, you know, who the audience votes for and all of that. One of our local talents, Michael Wassman, was on The Voice the last season. He went pretty far. He went to the what do you call it, the challenge round, or I don't know, whatever it was called. So he went pretty far, and we're very, very proud of him. He's an amazing talent. He's a great person. And I'm going to play, let's see, I'm going to play How Can I Be Down by Michael Wassman. Thank you.
got a smile to pay the bills. You got the wheels, I just wanna ride. You got style, cinnamon lip, a tall glass of water, wanna take a sip. Like a radio hit, I can't get off my mind.
Think of that. Do you watch those shows? I'd love to know what you think about those particular shows, because I like them. I do. I'm just curious as to how people react, respond, you know, whether it is a political hype or, you know, if people are determined who's going to win the show, whatever. I like just watching the whole process of it. So anyway. That was Michael Wassman from Seattle, Washington. We're very, very proud of him. We've got some other great talents, you know, up here, like Alan Stone, Chocolate, that are doing some great things, Tess Henley, some great, great talents. So we are definitely a place to pay attention to, and I'm really excited to work with some people that are really interested in coming out here to the Pacific Northwest, too. So that's something that we've got working, you know, in the works for this year and next year. I'm going to take you out to New York and play an artist that is a part of one of my favorite person's team. This is Margaret, Margot B., and this is Complete.
I can't explain it. something about you just makes me weak.
Check out her video. It's really beautiful. It's got Darian Dean in it also. I want to play a track. This artist, I knew the name, you know, but I became more familiar with him through Soul Factory, which is an amazing, amazing showcase that takes place live at the Drome in New York City the last Saturday of every month. And I have to tell you, I'm so very excited about Soul Factory, because it just really, really is a fine, it's a well put together show that Richard Johnson and David Stovall do out there in New York every month. Great talents come through, and the exciting thing is you can watch it live online through Gander TV. So here I am in Seattle, Washington, and every month I sit down and relax in my home and I watch it live as if I'm there, and it's really, really well done. The videography, the filming of it is really, really good too. And so it makes me feel like I am there. And one day, you know, I tell Richard Johnson and my people out there in New York, one day I'm going to be able to be there in person. So anyway, I want to play a piece by Elijah Bland, and this is, let's see, For the Record, off of his Freedom EP. Again, Elijah Bland.
Put the needles on the record, baby. And let it go around slowly. I know we're meant to be together, baby. And I would wait again if I had to, just patiently. But for the record, I've got to say, baby, it's fitting in the room so perfectly. I've had a lot of 45s, and I'm finished with that single life, and I want to make enough love so that we know we belong on a record, baby. Let me play your favorite love song. And I don't mind if we repeat it. Now flip it to the B-side. You know I love the B-side. Oh, that's where it gets deep, baby. You know I love it when it's deep, baby. You know I said I'll never, 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 never leave you. And when I said it all, I meant it. And now we're right where we need to be, yeah. Oh, moments like these need to be documented. So that's why. For the record, I've got to say, baby, I just gotta say, it's fitting in the groove so perfectly. Yeah, I had a lot of boys. I wanna show you how I think.
For the Record by Elijah Bland. I'm so glad that I tuned into Soul Factory and was able to, encounter him and hear his music live. You know, again, it was a name that I knew out there, knew a little bit of his music, but this was my real introduction to him through Soul Factory, and I'm really grateful for that. And, you know, big shout-outs to Richard Johnson and David Stovall again and Joe Dean, you know, out there. They are doing an amazing job, amazing job. So I do highly recommend, if you're in the New York area, the last Saturday of each month, you need to check out Soul Factory at the Drome. If you're not in New York, you can be just like me and sit and watch it live on Gander TV. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll know when the show is taking place, who's going to be performing, and the link to Gander TV so you can watch it. It's a great, great experience of some amazing R&B soul artists. So stay tuned for that every month. So we've got like 20 minutes left in the show. I thank everybody who tuned in. It wasn't something I advertised. You know, life gets in the way sometimes, and I have to make adjustments to my show because, as you can hear, my life is busy in the background. I was rushing around getting my daddy's coffee and cereal this morning while doing the show. My grandbaby's all excited about her party with Chuck E. Cheese. My daughter, my son's running around. My son came home with a puppy. He is so adorable. It's like, okay, how do you even say no to that, right? So we have a house full over here, and, but I'm okay with that when it comes to this particular show because, you know, when I used to do my shows, had activities at Flavor Coffee House, it was never, like, quiet in the background. It was never perfect, right? But that's kind of that feel of the coffee shop. It's just kind of gathering, people coming and going, greeting each other and all of that. And so I hope you enjoyed, you know, this show. I want to really shout out my archive listeners. The archive listens for all of the shows on Flavor News Radio are off the chain. They are just growing. They're huge. I don't know where the listeners are all coming from. I am not complaining by no means because it gives more opportunities for the artists and the people that call into the shows to be heard, you know, and I appreciate all of you. You know, thank you so much for spreading the word and experiencing the amazing talents that come my way. So big hugs and shout outs to the archive listeners of Flavor News Radio, especially Morning Coffee with Flava and Flava Coffee House. It seems to be your favorite shows. I'm going to start a new show. It's called New Music Leaks, and I may do that tomorrow. I didn't have a scheduled date for when I'm going to start it. But I have some new music. It's just going to be a short, quick show, maybe about 30 minutes to leak about 3 tracks. But there's some great music that's coming out this spring, and I have the opportunity to be able to leak it here on Flavor News Radio. And so we're going to start that new show up. From time to time, Black Stacks has their own show called Breaking BS, and you'll hear new music out of them. From either Felicia Lab, JCK, Silas Black, or Wara Runga. Ah, did you watch Saturday Night Live last night? Macklemore and Ryan Lewis and Wara Runga were on there last night. How exciting is that? Wara Runga is a dear, dear friend, and worked very closely with his sister, Ebony, on some projects with Black Stacks. And He is the trumpeter for Black Stacks. So when you hear the trumpet on the Black Stacks tracks, that's Wara Runga. Well, he is out on tour with Macklemore. Macklemore has that big hit out there, I believe it's gone platinum, called Thrift Shop. So they were on Saturday Night Live last night. I am so excited. I am so proud. You know, again, we've got great talents coming out of the Pacific Northwest. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful when somebody is family. You know, and Wara Runga is family, an amazing talent. You need to go Google that name, you know, and check out all the artists that he's worked with, you know, listen to, you know, what he just does on his own. He's got a video out there of him playing the trumpet on a camel and at the pyramids in Egypt. Google Wara Runga. So big shout out to my brother. We are so proud of you. Your BS family is so very, very proud of you. So again, amazing things are happening. You know, you just don't know how far we as fans can help push those artists out there. So pay attention. When there's an artist that you love, let other people know. You know, support them by spreading the word, buying their products, you know, going to their shows and paying to get in. I think the day of free really, really needs to stop, because one thing that I've sat back and I've watched, people will come up with the money when they want to. They really will. They will come up with the money when they really want to. And if you say that you support an underground independent artist, an unknown artist, please push them out there. Let them know. Help support their art. Do you know how many hours they put into creating? Do you know how much money it costs them to go into studios or to pay an editor to edit their writings, or, you know, to have a CD or a book pressed? You know, it costs money, and we don't even think about it when it comes to a mainstream artist, right? But we've got some great unknown artists that are putting their heart and soul and time and money into creating something that they really hope that you're going to love the experience of. And when you do, support them, really support them. We as fans have the power to push artists out there. I know Flava News may be small, right? People tell me all the time, Flav, don't say that, don't say that, you know. But the thing is I'm one person, right? I do my best. So if nothing else, if you do not recognize anything else about what I do here through Flava News and Flava News Radio, I support artists. And when I know something is going on and it's an artist that I will step up and support, and I will not support all artists. So I'm going to put that disclaimer out there. I will not support all artists. And there are different reasons that I may not support all artists. But I really want you to be a part of the Flava News movement. However that may look for you, there are record labels, there are promotion publicists and promoters and different ways that artists are getting into the Flava News movement. And I'm so very grateful for the people that I've connected with, you know, to help spread the word about what we're doing. But I push them out there as much as I know, as much as I'm able to be online, and all of that, you know, because I believe in the power that if we get behind somebody, we can push them out there. We can change their lives. And in that, it changes our lives, you know. When I see an artist that I love and believe in being able to take steps, you know, moving forward and having more opportunities, you know, not to say that it had anything to do with me, but I like that idea of saying, you know, I know them. I know them, you know, I support them, you know, and that's a great feeling. And I hope that you'll join hands with Flava News Radio and do the same. You know, we have the power. We make rich artists richer, and they don't even know your name or my name. So think about it in getting to know an independent artist, an independent author, an independent, you know, graphic designer and visual artist, a chef, a clothing designer, a crafter, you know, a storyteller. Get behind them. They'll know your name, you know, and they'll so appreciate you supporting them. Trust and believe. I know it's as a fact, okay? So I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Flava News Radio and the coffee shop shows. Today is Flava Coffee House online radio style. I did it on Sunday because stuff was taking place yesterday. It was a very, very busy day, a very busy morning for me. Today is another busy day, but I was able to squeeze this in this morning for you, so I appreciate you being here at Flava Coffee House online radio style. I've got a few minutes left to be able to squeeze in some tracks, so I'm going to play a track by my sister. This is Simply Beautiful, Monica Monet's title track to her latest CD.
Nobody can quite love,
nobody can quite love,
nobody can quite love.
Nobody can quite love,
nobody can quite love,
nobody can quite love.
Why don't you
clap for me,
clap for me.
That was my girl, my sister, Monica Monet, with the title track to her CD, Simply Beautiful. I want to say something. When it comes to the unknown artists, the independent artists, the people who, such as myself, even, who step out on faith and create something for you to experience and appreciate, most artists, unless they have a job that pays well and provides them insurance, do not have health insurance. And so, you know, when it comes to health concerns, that's really, really hard when an artist, a creative soul, is faced with that. There is a dear friend of mine, and he is somebody that I've known for many years just by his voice and listening to him on mainstream radio. He was a DJ, radio show host for our jazz station before it shut down. You know, a lot of jazz stations closed down across the United States, and unfortunately, Seattle station was one of them. And so, you know, I'm sure, you know, they never thought that, you know, jobs would be lost, you know, working in radio like that. But a dear friend of mine, Cedric James, has some health concerns, and he is needing a kidney transplant. And he's needing help, you know, to get the funds together to be able to pay for that. I've learned so much from him. You know, I call him my mentor. Oh, trust and believe. When he does shows, it's polished. It is amazing watching him. You know, he's got the fancy equipment and this and that, you know, and but he knows how to use it. He knows how to use his voice. He knows how to blend the tracks together and all of that. And so I look forward to, you know, being able to work on some projects with him in the near future. But, you know, right now he needs to take care of his health, and that's really, really important. So I say that there's a gentleman here in the Pacific Northwest, an amazing talent, another talent I have not met yet, but I hope to be able to meet him this month. They are doing a fundraiser for my dear friend Cedric James on March 24th at Bakes in Bellevue, and Darius Wilrich is one of the artists that is going to be performing at that particular event. So I will be able to meet him then. But until that point, I'm going to play the title track to his CD, which is called Can't Get Enough.
Got me jumping, trust me, baby, this is something so incredible. See, I can feel it, I can taste it, this time I'm not gonna waste it, best believe in God.
My mind is so blown.
That was Can't Get Enough, title track to Darius Woolrich's CD. If you were in the Pacific Northwest, especially in the Seattle, Kirkland, Bellevue area, please come out and support this great event for my dear friend Cedric James to help raise some funds to absorb some of the financial expenses for his kidney transplant. You can go to bit.ly/concert@Bakes to find out more information and to purchase your ticket online. So please come out and support that event and be entertained and also have some great, great food to eat. Thank you so much for tuning in to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style today. This is where we meet every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Today I know is Sunday, but I had to make some adjustments. You know, things came up. But I wanted to still come and spend this time with you. So thank you to those that listened to the show live, to Lady Marmalade from Germany who was in the chat room with me, and to those that hung out on the phone line with me listening to the show. This is where we come. This is how we support underground independent artists of all art forms and all genres. You know, this is where I open up the phone lines for you to call in and shout yourself out, tell us about who you are and what you do. It was me today. That's all right. I know how to talk and entertain you with my voice and play some great music, right? So take care. God bless. It's a beautiful day here in the Pacific Northwest. So I hope it's a beautiful day where you are. And until we meet again, take care.